Bandwidth and hosting for Bagel Tech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to Bagel Tech News. It's Wednesday the 14th of September 2011. All the technology news from the previous 48 hours in around 5 minutes. So Ofcom has banned rollover contracts. Huzzah, about time. Broadband customers will not be caused to be locked in into contracts that have lapsed. Previously, you had a 30-day opt-out period in all contracts, which was enforceable. But if you didn't go through that opt-out phase, you were automatically locked into another year. It affects about 15% of the people that are customers here in the UK, so it's a fair old number. And automatic renewable contracts, or ARCs, have been chucked out now, finally, by Ofcom. They cannot exist anymore. Well done. Chief Executive Ed Richards said Ofcom's evidence showed that ARCs raise barriers to effective competition by locking in customers into long-term deals with little additional benefit. I like that. Oh, I like that. Perhaps one of the stories that's going to really knock everything else into a cocked hat today is the fact that doctors in Germany have cured a man of leukemia. It seems he underwent a medical experiment. They took a billion of his T cells and gave him new genes that would program the cells to attack the cancer that he had. Then they shoved them back in his body. After 10 days, nothing had happened. And then all of a sudden, hell broke loose in his hospital room, unquote the story. He got shaking and chills, his temperature shot up, his blood pressure went down. He became so ill he had to go to intensive care. But a few days later, he made a full recovery and all the leukemia was gone. That's a fantastic story. Facebook has added new smart friends list features to it. Where you put your stupid friends, it doesn't actually say. Now, with a big hoo and a huzzah over the last couple of days, Windows 8 has been rolled out to the world. You've got new touch integration. We knew that anyway. That was all coming. It boots faster than a monitor is the actual claim that goes along with it. There's no more BIOS screens. It just comes on and that's the end of it. Windows 8 will require less power than Windows 7 as well. And 8 will also improve on interfaces and it's got a huge amount of touch integration. It's also going to carry Xbox Live functionality as well. And that's going to mean that you can stop playing one game on one platform and start playing the game of another if it's integrated. They've also given out tablets to all the developers that turned up and had a play. So that'd be interesting. They had a pre-release of Windows 8 on it that they called pre-beta. So it might not actually work anyway. But it's a free tablet, eh? You can get it upgraded. Logitech has anticipated the Windows PC upgrade to touch and also the legacy issue potentially that goes along with it. It's released a wireless touchpad for around $50. It looks very, very nice. It looks like Apple's going to sue them as well, though, unfortunately. Huzzah. Now, this is the month of the press conferences, and PlayStation had theirs yesterday as well. You've got Final Fantasy X is going to be released, and also the Vita is going to hit Japan on December 17th. The rest of the world, it doesn't actually say. It's going to come out at $324 as the price in Japan. But it may go up a little bit for the US market, of course, don't forget. And Intel had theirs as well, and they brought out the Haswell processor for 2013. It's a new low-power processor that they reckon is going to really save the planet. Jolly good. Well done. And DisplayLink has announced a USB 3 to HDMI adapter. It supports up to 2560 by 1600 resolution as well, and it's very, very nice. You stick your HDMI in it, and it also gives you two phono audio inputs as well as. Very nice. And while we're on to concepts, Bentley have released the Mulsanne concept. It's gone Apple crazy. It's got a MacBook Air in it. It's also got a Mac Mini. It's got two iPads, and it's got a screen in it as well that plays an Apple TV. It looks absolutely gorgeous. It's way too much money, and it really isn't worth it. And in other Apple news, someone wrote to Tim Cook, the CEO of Apple, and said they were very disappointed at the loss of sync services, syncing application preferences, keychains, and also the loss of iDisk as well. Tim Cook's response was, well, if people want it, we'll put it back, don't worry. So if you want it, you'd better write into Apple, because when the petition's finished, that'll be it, it's all over. And finally, hotels are offering Polaroid cameras and instant film in your minibar. Yes, these cameras are worth about $150, so if you steal them, you'll get a big bill on the end of it. But if you only rent them and use the film, then you'll get the charge for the film and nothing more. The idea is that if you go on holiday, you forget your camera, you've got one that you can take with you. However, based on the fact it's in the hotel room and it's in the minibar, and it's an instant film, anything could happen. I want to start a Flickr page for this, but none of the photos would be published, would they? No. If you've got a story and are not to listen, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also vote for us. European Podcast Awards are coming up. Please, please, please vote as much as you can. Every day I need someone to vote. Please vote. There's a little box on there. You just click it and away you go. And also all the video podcasts of all the panel shows are now listed in iTunes. So please hunt them out and subscribe to them if you possibly can in iTunes. And give us some reviews because that makes a world of difference. The video podcast for Mac is already up to number 18 in the charts. Thank you very much. We'll see you again tomorrow night for the big show as normal at 9:30, full house planned. And then we'll be back on Friday with the new show first thing in the morning. Mac and photo have swapped around. So the photo show will be at 1 o'clock and the Mac show will be at 3 o'clock. Until then, have a good day. Thanks for listening.